I would say the fake meat would be like the NIV, okay? These denominational churches that do that. But let's say independent fundamental Baptist churches that are preaching from the King James Bible, they're just giving you these little portions of meat. Yep. You know, you ever seen those, like, those dishes that they make where it's just like one piece of meat and it's like a little string of sauce or something like that? It just looks pretty. It looks like you know, it's good for food photography or something like that. It's aesthetically pleasing, as they would say, right? But is that going to fill you up? No. Someone feeds you, you're like, that's it. A slider. They just give you a slider to eat. You know? Hey, this is filet mignon, amen? This is sirloin steak. Okay? So if God has given us the best meat possible, why not serve it? Okay? All right, guys. I know you're hungry and everything, right? Just, hey, mind heavenly things, not just the earthly thing. We're giving the spiritual application here, okay? What I'm talking about is this. Hey, God's given us good meat. Let's cook it. Let's serve it. But here's the thing. You know why a lot of pastors don't want to do this? Because they don't know how to cook. They're bad at cooking. You know what I mean? They're afraid to butcher the word of God sometimes. You know, but to that pastor, I said, then you should just sit down and let someone else do it then.
Right.
Go find yourself a regular job. Be a regular church member. There's nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
You know, but don't, you know, glorify yourself as some pastor, but you're not preaching the entire counsel of God. Oh, no, but if you preach on those deep subjects from Leviticus and Deuteronomy and Hosea, you're going to scare people away. No, actually, people want to hear about that stuff.
Right.
You know, a lot of people in church have a lot of questions,
yeah.
And but they're afraid to ask because the pastor's not a good cook.
Yeah.